This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Thomas Sowell, whose office is in the Hoover Foundation, is one of our country's best scholars and commentators. His words of wisdom are always worth listening to. In a recent article, he said he learned about the role of educators in the communist takeover of China. Then Dr. Sowell described how Professor John Dewey of Columbia University, about 100 years ago in the U.S., started peddling the strategy that the role of our teachers should not be as transmitters of society's culture to the young, but should be as an agent of change. Someone strategically placed with an opportunity to condition students to want a different kind of society. Now, a century later, we are seeing schools all over America indoctrinating students to believe in all sorts of politically correct notions. History is taught with little, if any, attention to the great achievements of our country. A good example is a book called A People's History of the United States by Howard Zinn. That book sold millions of copies, poisoning the minds of millions of students in schools and colleges against their own country. That book is one of the many sources that enable teachers to think of themselves as agents of change without having the slightest accountability for whether that change is good or a disaster. It is common for these so-called educators to single out Western civilization for special condemnation for sins that have been common to the human race in all parts of the world for thousands of years. Meanwhile, all sorts of fictitious virtues are attributed to non-Western societies, and their worst crimes are passed over in silence. Dr. Thomas Sowell says that American schools today are teaching children that American society is not worthy of defending. They are never told about America's greatness and goodness. Thank you, Thomas Sowell, for telling us what we need to know.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Parents, it's important for the sake of your kids that you keep up with the latest trends in education. That's why we publish the Education Reporter. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for your free copy. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Dr. Ileana Johnson Paugh, the author of Echoes of Communism, Lessons from an American by Choice, and Liberty on Life Support, and UN Agenda 21, Environmental Piracy. Her website is IleanaJohnson.com, and she writes for CanadaFreePress.com. She's got archives there. The articles are absolutely incredible, so you just need to go and visit that site and read those articles. She's covered a lot of incredibly wonderful, wonderful topics. Now, you were talking about children, and they learn collectivism, and to be kind of disrespectful to their parents, they learn that at school, but don't they also learn that via the media? Sometimes when I'm just in brief passing, when the TV is on, I see advertisements for some of the situation comedies, and they seem to just absolutely minimize parents and the children in these sitcoms, or whatever they call them these days, are very disrespectful to parents. So they're learning it not only at school, but just in the media also.
Oh, I totally agree. And they have commercials, particularly during political campaigns, during election years, telling children to go teach their parents how to vote, what to vote for, because they are too ignorant to know the truth. And it's very offensive. I personally don't watch television anymore for that reason, because most of the information is manufactured, particularly all the mainstream alphabet soup channels. They actually manufacture, they go out and do a survey that is heavily loaded with usually Democrats, and then they make news from the results of this highly skewed so-called survey. But people are ignorant themselves, because I've seen videos where they were asked in the street to sign petitions to sign up Karl Marx for to run for president, and just outrageous things like that, or euthanize the elderly because they're too expensive and we need to save money on Obamacare, things that are unbelievable, and people are signing up for it. They're just robots.
Indeed.
To take it just a place further, did you know that there is a constitution for the world called DICED? That's the acronym, D-I-C-E-D. And it stands for the Draft Covenant on Environment and Development, and it has had, since 1995, I believe, fifth different drafts. The most recent one was on September 22nd, 2010, and it is, as they call it, this is a quote, the highest form of law for all human activity. So it is the Constitution for the world, and all signatory nations, including the U.S., would become centrally planned socialist countries in which all decisions would be made within the framework of sustainable development. People don't know that. They look at me like I'm from another planet when I tell them this. Well, I dedicated a chapter in my book, UN Agenda 21, Environmental Piracy, to this particular diced document, because the only people who are going to be diced are the middle class in the United States. Before it's over with, there will no longer be a middle class. There will not longer be the land of opportunity. We'll all be equal, equally miserable, equally dumb, and equally collective.
And indeed. In the last hour, you were going to be talking about water, and we said that you would pick it up in this hour. Tell us about the control of water. And, of course, as soon as they start bottling water commercially and selling it kind of as a yuppie kind of thing to have, I mean, that's very significant.
Oh, of course. Water is included in this comprehensive planning of smart growth or growth management. And if you look around you, it's everywhere. Every time I go outside, I find something else related to green growth, growth management, comprehensive planning. And the number one and two things on this plan are energy and water use, followed by housing, stock and allocation, population levels and control, public health and dietary regimens. And you know what happened in New York, how the mayor was trying to tell people how much salt to put in their food and how many soft drinks to drink or not drink, et cetera, et cetera. Resources and recycling is next on the list. Social justice and education, toxic technology and waste management, which is, I think that's something we should be doing. Transportation modes and mobility restrictions, business and economic activity, including capping and trading energy. I don't know how many times you travel, but every time I travel on the plane, they ask me to donate extra money as well as add to my plane ticket to defray the carbon footprint of my flying. Well, carbon is not a toxic element or CO, and neither is CO2. It is the nourishment for plant life. Without CO2, we don't have plant life. We are not in global warming. The Earth has been in global cooling for the past 15, almost 16 years. And they cannot explain, these so-consensus scientists, how come from 1350 until about 1850, we were in 500 years of very, very cold weather. As a matter of fact, Napoleon's retreating armies starved to death or froze to death when they were in Russia because it was so bitter cold. But anyway, back to this water, they control it through so-called water diplomacy. They're forming private-public partnerships, which are supporting the stakeholders, and they're usually those in governments, international organizations, private sector, NGOs, and they say civil society, and I wonder who that civil society is, and, of course, academia. And it's based on cooperating initiatives, such as the example I gave you between USDA and Coca-Cola. And they are controlling our water. If you look in the 40 chapters of the UN Agenda 21, in Section 2, Chapter 17, is dedicated to specific protection of the oceans, all kinds of seas, included enclosed and semi-enclosed seas, coastal areas, and the protection, rational use, and development of their living resources. That was a direct quote. In Section 2, Chapter 18, is dedicated to the sustainable development of water, that is, protection of the quality and supply of freshwater sources, application of integrated approaches to the development and use of water sources, end of quote. And, of course, the United Nations would be controlling this, which is third world, tin-pot dictatorship type of countries. Well, I've done more research, and there are over 15,000 desalination stations, plants around the world, and we have close to 400 in this country. Well, the environmentalists don't like them because they use too much electricity, too much energy. Imagine that.
Indeed.
And there are examples of people in various parts of the country who can't irrigate their crops, or dams are being blown up because the environmentalists want the river to flow how nature intended it. And nature sometimes floods areas quite severely. In Tombstone, Arizona, they had almost a two-year debacle trying to resupply their water from this mountain because there was a fire and there were slides and their pipes were buried. And the EPA said, no, you can't do it except with shovels.
Oh, my goodness. All right, we are going to a quick three-minute break. We'll be right back, and we will take your phone calls at 800-313-9443.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Our guest today is Dr. Ileana Johnson-Paugh. She is the author of Echoes of Communism, Lessons from an American by Choice. Also, she wrote Liberty on Life Support and UN Agenda 21, Environmental Piracy. Her website is ileanajohnson.com, and she writes for Canada Free Press, and you can look at her articles at canadafreepress.com. Okay, you were talking about the use of shovels.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
The Forestry Service told them that, yes, you can restore your water, but you can only use shovels. And so the people had to trek up the mountain 2 miles in 100-degree heat and dig some of the pipes that were buried under 12 feet of mud in order to restore their water. And that didn't happen until almost 2 years of litigation and intervention of their representative in the House of Representatives. And they had to pay, I think whoever sued the government had to pay $80,000 to find out why. Apparently the environmentalists have spotted a pair of Mexican spotted owls that are an endangered species, and that was the reason for that. But yet these people had gotten their water from these springs in the mountains from the 1880s, about 80 years prior to the Endangered Species Act that the government had passed. So it's outrageous. And practically in the western part of the United States, you cannot collect rainwater at all. You are breaking the law. Only people who don't have water, for example, in the Denver area from a public system, they can collect it off their roof and cisterns, but only according to the contract. And any urbanite who tries to do that is breaking the law. So if you have some kind of bucket outside and it rains and there's water in it and you get caught, you're going to be fined. And I found out that that's the case in the South now as well. There's a case in Texas by the Brazos River. I'm not sure I'm pronouncing it correctly. Is Brazos. And there's a golfing community in a huge plantation of pecan trees that is being still harvested. And they have made an agreement with the city to get water from the river, and they have estimated how much water they would need to water their lawn. And then they bought some extra just in case they have underestimated. And now all of a sudden the Board of Supervisors is coming back and say, well, we can't let you use that much of God's water.
Oh,
so
my goodness.
There's an interesting situation there. But the idea is that our society, the United States, is a threat to this global communism pushed by environmentalists. They want a world where the United States is de-developed and all societies become self-sufficient, feudalistic-type transit villages with human settlements. And a typical day in this, in your view, Orwellian society, would be like we experienced when I lived under communism. So here, this is how it's going to be under smart growth when it's completely implemented. It will be you waking up to your government providing housing unit. We have these really ugly concrete blocks. You would be eating rationed food that's being government subsidized, that was purchased in a government sanctioned and run a grocery store. And we used to have to stand in line for hours and hours, and we had rationing coupons. If you had any children, you would walk them to the government-run child care center or school. You would get on a bus, which was government-subsidized, or you would get on a train to go to a government-owned job. And then we returned in the evening to our government-owned apartment block. And we literally, I think my closet and my husband's closet are larger than the size of the apartment we used to have in Romania. And my husband didn't appreciate that until I took him there 2 years ago. And my childhood friend still lived there with her husband, and she let us in, and he saw the apartment. And my husband is 6'4", and, you know, a military-type guy, and he was just totally filling me half of this woman's apartment.
Indeed. Oh, my goodness.
I'm laughing about it, but it's not really a laughing matter.
No, certainly not. Certainly not. We do have a caller. Let's quickly take a caller before we go to the next break. Let's take Fred in Michigan. Fred, welcome.
Hey, Deanna.
Hi.
Okay.
Hello, Fred.
A couple questions. Hi, Eliana. Hey, speaking of your husband being a military type, I never read Alexander Solzhenitsyn's Gulag Archipelago, but I saw it described by Andrew Carrington Hitchcock in The Synagogue of Satan. So I was curious if you would agree that, as I see democracy played out in Canada and over here, as ickly tyranny, which I see in reality Bolshevism, and Bolshevism, according to Solzhenitsyn's Volume 2, Gulag Archipelago, where he identifies and names the conspirators, the demonic, satanic, Talmudic conspirators, as all Sabbatean, Khazar, whatever sect of Judaism they were, but they were the organizers, the administrators, the perpetrators of the Gulag. And you mentioned earlier the president. I thought you said Rubin of Ickley,
right?
So Rubin, Harvey Rubin. So Harvey Rubin smacks me in the face as being another satanic, Talmudic, Bolshevik conspirator functioning for the New World Order Satanist, unfortunately, whose money controls everything. So here in Michigan, I've in the past heard of it being stated in announcements that large quantities of Great Lakes water was being purchased by the communist Chinese government. And, of course, there has never been any referendum authorization from the people of Michigan. So it's obvious that we're going to have to come together with our brilliant patriotic minds and put asunder. I don't buy into this moronic Judeo-Christian ethic or mentality that apparently derives from Romans 13, which intimates that all governments are ordained by Almighty God, and because of that, we must obey, no matter what. And I've surveyed area pastors, and that's what they always adamantly state. Yes, we must obey government, support it, etc.
Okay, Fred, let Dr. Pa respond to what you've already said.
Thank you.
Well, I'm not sure. I've heard the rumor about the Chinese buying water in the
We'll have to save you until after the break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Dr. Ileana Johnson-Paugh, the author of The Echoes of Communism, Lessons from an American by Choice, and Liberty on Life Support, and also UN Agenda 21, Environmental Piracy. Her website is IleanaJohnson.com. She writes for Canada Free Press, which whose website is CanadaFreePress.com. And Dr. Paugh, you were just starting to say talk about the Lake Michigan water situation and the rumor that you'd heard about it being taken in a big bubble over to China.
Yes, I have heard the rumor. I have not been able to verify it yet. When I do, I will let you know. So I'm not sure that the rumor is true. I certainly don't trust the so-called official verifiers on the web, the Snopes.com, being that they're highly liberal and on certain individuals' payroll. But the other comment that I wanted to make is, having lived under communism, I and many others like me who have lived there agree that there has been a lot of damage in the free world caused by Kremlin's disinformation operations all over the world, which are designed to change the past. This is one of the greatest political hoaxes perpetrated in history, which is the international respect for Marxism and admiration for murderous communist leaders like Che Guevara. And I had students who would come to class on purpose with Che Guevara t-shirts on, knowing how offended I was. Anyway, in this disinformation propaganda, one of the arts they used was framing, which is framing people as a certain type and getting rid of them. For example, in East Europe, they would frame someone as a Nazi war criminal, and they would get rid of them that way. During the Stalin era, there were more than 7 million uncooperative, quote-unquote, Soviet citizens who were marked for demotion in this framing process, because in the framing you can either promote or demote somebody, and they were framed as Zionist spies or Nazi collaborators and executed, or they were sent to the many gulags around the Soviet Union. And of course the useful idiots were framed positively, even glorified. There was a Swedish prime minister that actually helped the KGB, for example, to export the Soviet welfare state to Western Europe and from Western Europe to the United States. And here's another example, and I'll stop with my comment. Russia's czars appointed themselves leaders of the Orthodox Church in order to instill domestic obedience into the population. And the first Soviet czar, Vladimir Lenin, he killed thousands of priests and closed most of Russia's churches because he wanted to make Marxism-Leninism the country's only religion, and he obviously succeeded. Those that did escape, the priests, I mean, and the churches, were more or less collaborators with them, and the churches were museums or places where they could bury the dead.
Wow. You know, getting back to China just a little bit. When I was there in 2007, we took a trip down the Yangtze River, and one of the things that I remember most about the river is that it stunk. It smelled like oil, and you could see oil slicks on it. And I'm thinking, and the other thing that I noted when we were going through very, very, unpopulated areas, that they had a lot of workers out in these unpopulated areas doing a lot of landscaping. And I could not believe that as small as the Chinese men are, that they were picking up these huge rocks, these boulders, and they were kind of putting them on the terrain right next to the river. And I'm thinking, What are they making this? I mean, it's lovely. It's beautiful. But, and then, of course, they also created this big dam over there relatively recently and chased a lot of people out of their homes who had lived there for absolutely hundreds of years. And so they're doing the same thing there that they're doing here. And the other thing that I noted was these high-rise buildings. I mean, we're talking cement buildings, just as you were talking about in Romania.
Right. Well, they have, you know, China has had an explosive economic growth. Their GDP was in the 8, 9, 10% growth, which is unheard of. Ours is so anemic by comparison. But they have built all these settlements with high-rise apartments, with malls, and they're not populated by anybody because people cannot afford to buy them, and they don't want to move off their land. So they are really empty. They have relatively recently, they want to they develop this program where they want to move 20-plus million Chinese into these empty settlements that, as you know, they're decaying if they remain empty. They need human habitation to fare well, otherwise they start crumbling. So it's going to be interesting how successful the Chinese will be moving 20 million people in a relatively short period of time.
Sure. Now, did you want to address some of Fred's other comments? I believe Fred is still there.
I, wanted to make one more comment about what you said, the river being so polluted. If you go to most third world countries, they are the worst polluters. I know when I lived in Romania, it was very polluted in our hometown that had 7 refineries. And we would put, we didn't have washers and dryers, of course, so we would hang our clothes on a line on the balcony. And within a couple of hours, the clothes were gray from pollution.
Yes, pollution in Beijing, you had to either use a face mask or go out and do whatever you were going to do in the morning and then get out of there because it was just absolutely suffocating. I mean, you can see it.
Pollution is relative. If some people sign the Kyoto protocols and the worst offenders like China or India don't sign it, don't ratify it, then it's not really effective in any way. But even if everybody, the entire planet, signs it, you have one big volcano spewing ash for 4 days nonstop, and that pretty much obliterates any kind of savings you've made by controlling pollution.
Absolutely. And of course, all the multinational corporations have gone over there where they can get cheap labor and where they don't have to abide by any kind of environmental regulations. Fred,
except the Chinese are beginning to get smarter, and they are beginning to implement environmental regulations slowly.
As they should.
I agree.
Fred, did you have other questions or comments? Or
a real quick thank you, Deanna. How do we combat ICLEI? And she said that it changed its identity to another name. But so how do we at the local grassroots county level combat what I've learned are fraudulent, invalid international contracts?
Wow.
Because ICLEI and all the other UN, whatever you want to call them, instigator groups are non-governmental organizations. They're international, and they violate the federal charter's prohibition on these international contracts.
That's true. It's really another layer of unelected government, these NGOs, that have kind of weaseled their way into every community around the country. But some have successfully thrown them out by voting out these boards of supervisors who are either being paid on the payroll of ICLEI, or they know what they're doing and they're not paid, but they receive some other financial or business benefit, or they're just Enviro-Nazis, really, if I may use that term, who really believe that the environment is the number one, the number one most important issue in the world, and humanity doesn't really count, only the environment and the animals. So if you succeed in getting rid of these people and actually elect people who care about their country, who care about humanity, and at the same time want to protect the environment for their children and grandchildren, then you'll be able to throw ICLEI out. And you have to actually be a member of ICLEI. Your community pays a fee.
Wow. Yeah.
All righty. Thank you, Fred. All right, we're going to a 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Dr. Ileana Johnson-Paugh, the author of Echoes of Communism, Lessons from an American by Choice, and also she wrote Liberty on Life Support and UN Agenda 21, Environmental, Piracy. The website is IleanaJohnson.com, and she writes for Canada Free Press, whose website is CanadaFreePress.com. Alrighty, let's take another caller who's been hanging on for a while. Andrea in Oklahoma. Andrea, welcome to the program.
Yes. Hello. Basically, every time there's these issues, it's always, in my mind, how can we solve them? And if that could be incorporated into your guests at the end, somewhere at the very end, so maybe they have an idea how we the people can solve it. I bought RBN cards, so I'm passing them out to my fellow Oklahomans here in the state so more people can be enlightened and listen to your station. And I'm definitely, you know, pointing out your show, Deanna, because I find it so enlightening. And it's also flabbergasting and frightening, because to know the direction we're headed in right now, and it's like, how can we throw in the brakes and turn it around and get our country back, our world back? And if you could incorporate that to your guests, maybe they have ideas, and that's basically my comment, and I'll let you go.
And thank you, Andrea.
Well, thank you, Andrea. Well, let me answer that. Everybody has to do their part. I and Deanna are just two voices in the wilderness. Everybody has to participate in some way. If you can reach two or three people, you know, pass out little index cards with just very abbreviated information about Agenda 21. I normally give out books. My third book, UN Agenda 21, has been on the bestseller list at Amazon since October of last year. Wherever I go, I give out to people who seem willing to accept it. I give out copies of my book. So I haven't made any money on this book because I give it out. I want to educate people. You have IB schools in your state, wherever you are, international baccalaureate schools. These are an arm of Agenda 21. It's a company out of Switzerland, and they are using your taxpayer money in your district to bring this school or program into your high school, and everybody thinks it's wonderful because it's so global and it's international, and students are learning to be global citizens. Yes, they're not learning about U.S. history. They are turning them not into American citizen, but global citizen, which is the goal of Agenda 21, and they're not teaching them much history or American government at all. It takes $8,000 in taxpayer dollars to train a teacher to be an IB school teacher in high school. That's taxpayer dollars that should be spent on regular American education, not indoctrination into United Nations. Plus, the curriculum is secret. We were able to find a few tidbits here and there from different parents who saw their children's homework. So you can go to board meetings and say, I don't want this IB school in my district. Of course, you can be arrested, like the parent in Maryland who went to the board meeting of their school district, and he was arrested when he calmly tried to ask questions about it after Common Core had already been adopted and implemented. And he was escorted out by a security guard and then arrested by the police. Whatever happened to free speech? In other words, he was being not just stripped of his parental rights, but he was arrested. So you have to participate in your community more and know what your children are being taught. Look at their assignments, because the children of today will be the citizens of tomorrow. Go to these board meetings, or these ICLEI meetings in your community.
Thank you. Well, definitely we do need to be involved, and people think that they have to do something really major, but just passing out the business cards, the RBN business cards, just getting people educated. And sometimes I think that we feel, they want us to feel hopeless. They want us to feel that we cannot do anything about our situation, and remember that there are more of us than there are of them, and that we need to do whatever we can do. And we each have different qualities, a different amount of time, different interest. And so, there's something that each of us can do.
And don't vote in these people who are being bought and paid for by these globalists. Did you know that Congress has never debated or adopted Agenda 21, but some of its provisions have been gradually included in legislation by different legislators, whether they're Republican or Democrats, and thus they became the law. Russ Feingold introduced legislation S-787 in 2010 that will essentially give to the federal government jurisdiction over every drop of water in the nation and control over any and all activity that affects this water. And did you know that Executive Order Number 13603 from March 16, 2012 gives the Department of Defense authority over all water resources. And if you continue reading the executive order, of course, it also covers all food, transportation, energy, construction materials, health resources, farm equipment, fertilizer, and all fuels that can be commandeered and controlled by our government, both in peacetime and during national emergencies. Did you hear a peep from any of the elected congressmen? No. Why do we keep electing these people?
Indeed. Well, of course, we only get to elect the people, supposedly, that are put before us. And who chooses these people? Certainly, we don't. We just have two parties, and they're both seemingly in bed with the whole agenda, Agenda 21 or whatever agenda you might be talking about. So it's very difficult. But
the guy they just elected in New Jersey, we have a guy who is running for the Democrat Party in Virginia. And he tried to be governor of New York, North Carolina, I think. Now he wants to be governor of Virginia. And I'm sure he's probably going to win. He's ahead of the more conservative guy who's been for the people. So that's a good question.
Indeed. Well, it has been very, very nice having you on the program. Let me ask a couple of questions that I failed to ask that came from the chat room. Is there a relationship or a difference between communism and communitarianism?
Not really. Communitarianism is probably the less perfect form of communism, but if you really look at the countries that call themselves communists, they haven't really reached the level of the theoretical philosophy of communism. So I would say that communitarism is something that's more discussed or adopted here in the United States or in the West, and it hasn't really been applied on a large scale, whereas communism has, but not perfectly.
Okay.
That's why liberals keep saying that, well, if we do it this time correctly, it will be really good. Not really.
Right. And of course, we have this dichotomy of the liberalism or the conservatives. When you look at the names behind some of the legislation, you'll note that they include both Republicans and Democrats. And so they're serving the same masters.
Of course.
Of course, and they do sign those bills, and what a situation. Well, thank you so very much for being on the program today. We'll have to do this again.
Well, thank you for having me.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, listeners. Talk with you tomorrow.